The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I have a very special guest in the studio, a good friend that I first met, I think. She's been around Columbus for a long time, but well, at least the first time I got really acquainted with her was the fact that she served as church relations director with the Center for Christian Virtue, CCV. And I would assume that almost all of you are very familiar with the work and the ministry of CCV. And she has propelled herself into a brand new area, and I want you to hear about it. Ruth Edmonds is former Columbus NAACP president, church relations director with the Center for Christian Virtue. She has worked with Franklin County Auditor Clarence Mingo, Ohio Governor Bob Taft. She has a long, wonderful career in public service, politics, and now she is running for Congress, and it is my pleasure and privilege to welcome to the program Ruth Edmonds, entering the Ohio 15th Congressional District race. Ruth, welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thank you so much, and good afternoon to all the listeners of the Bob Burney Live Show. It's good to be here.
It is good to see you, and my first question is, what is wrong with you? What were you thinking?
Absolutely.
No, I am halfway serious.
Yes.
But you know the battle that you are entering because of your background. A
yes.
lot of people run for office, they have no idea what they're getting themselves
yes.
into.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So just a little brief history. This is not my first rodeo, as they say.
Uh-huh.
Back in the late 90s, I actually ran for office twice. I ran for Columbus Board of Education and then Columbus City Council.
You know what? I remember that.
Yeah, I was Ruth McNeil at that time.
Right.
Since then, God has sent Ruth a Boaz. And so last August, I married George Edmonds. So now I'm Edmonds. But at any rate.
And he's a science teacher and former police officer.
Yes, and former
National Guard.
National Guardsman. Thank
wow.
you. Yeah, yeah. And worked for Battelle. He's a real smarty pants. He's a real smart guy, and he's just a wonderful man. But the truth of the matter is, as a believer, you know, God calls us. He puts us in His serve to work, to build the kingdom. He tells us that, you know, occupy, take dominion. You know, and he doesn't say just occupy in your house or occupy in your neighborhood. The word of the Lord says the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof, mm-hmm. and the world and they that dwell therein. So that includes government. And so, you know, some people remember the seven mountains of cultural influence. Well, government is one of them.
Right.
And so government just simply means order. And the way things are ordered is the way things will be. And right now, we are out of order in our
yeah.
nation.
Yeah.
And God has a remnant in the earth, and He's calling that remnant to deployment. And I'm just one of the few remnant that God has called forth in this day and this hour. It is no accident that my name is Ruth. I am a modern-day Ruth. I'm a modern-day Esther. I'm a modern-day, Deborah. And so, I'm not looking at this from rosy glasses, but I absolutely am looking at this that, okay, God, you've called me. you who have begun the good work, you shall perform it. And so here I am.
Well, you have a long history of being involved in politics. You've worked with Ken Blackwell, dear friend, who I've had on the program many times. You worked in the campaign for Donald Trump. But Ruth, you're not an insider as far as being on the inside of the Republican Party. At least that's my perception. And because of that, word got out that you were going to be on my program, and a friend of mine said, are you having Ruth Edmonds on your program? I said, yeah. And he said, do you think she has any chance at all of winning? Because she's not one of the Republican insiders. I will ask you the same question. Do you really believe you have a chance of winning?
I believe that I'm going to win this. We're going to win this primary because it's the time in our nation to have a candidate such as myself, mm-hmm. who can speak authentically to power and to the people, and speak authentically about the issues that really matter right now. You know, our nation is being hijacked right now by the likes of critical race theory and this organization calling itself Black Lives Matter.
Right.
When we should be concerned with border control and issues of life and limited government and protecting our families and our children, we're not doing that. Instead, what we're doing is we are imploding from within, and there is a false narrative going on that says that Caucasians are villains and African Americans are victims. I'm from Baltimore. I was born and raised in the urban center. My grandmother raised me, and she gave me some values and principles that I live by. Never forget from whence you came. You may be better off one day, but you will never be better than anyone. And you're going to go to school today, and if you're that sick, they'll send you home. So, you know, my grandmother was a wise woman. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. I am the American experience. And as an African-American female who came to understand that I was a Republican when I joined the Columbus branch of the NAACP, it was under a Republican administration. Many people don't know that. In the 80s. And so I came to understand that the values and the principles of the Republican Party are the values and the principles that my grandmother Pearl raised me on. So you asked me the question, am I a Republican insider? I'm a Christian first. I am a woman. I am African American. And yes, I absolutely do offend with the principles of the Republican Party. And I will tell you, I have, over the last 25 years here in Franklin County, I don't think there are a lot of people who would say that I'm an outsider. People know who I am on both sides of the partisan politics. So, but am I establishment? I absolutely am not. I am not establishment. But am I a principled conservative? I absolutely am.
Good for you. Music to my ears, Ruth. Music to my ears. I have a large African-American contingent in my audience.
Amen.
A large number, and I'm so grateful for that. I have a tiny little handful of African-Americans, my audience, who would believe that you, Ruth Edmonds, are nothing but a token. Because you don't represent the Black community. You don't represent the Black experience because Republicans are the enemy of the Black community. To that handful that may be listening right now, how would you respond to them?
You know, my grandmother used to tell me, sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you. I will say to those who would call me names and call me outside of my birth name, you know, shame on you, because African-Americans come in so many shapes, sizes, hues.
Yeah.
We are not monolithic. And there's nothing that says that I have to walk the path that you walk. what is said is that I need to respect and value who you are, who God made you.
Yeah.
And so here's the other thing. I encourage everyone to do your homework and really find out in this country who was for or against slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not going to give it to you since you want to, if you want to make an argument, I say do your homework. And so what you will find out is that there were, you know, far more public policy in favor of African Americans, in favor of liberating African Americans. Dr. Martin Luther King himself was a Republican. Most people don't know that because you don't do your homework.
Yeah.
So I just challenge us. You know, knowledge is power, and ignorance it is a terrible thing in this country to be. So, you know, I'm okay with what people call me, you know, when I was growing up in inner city Baltimore, because I'm very dark skinned. My hair isn't long and you know, flowing, and I'm, you know, I was very thin back then, you know. So I got called a lot of names by people who looked like me. So if I was going to actually base how I deal with people based on what they say about me, I would not offend with my own race. But I love people. I know we're imperfect, and that's okay.
And with that, I got to take a break. We're talking with Ruth Edmonds. She is advertising herself as Ruth Edmonds, conservative for Congress. I'll tell you how to find out more about Ruth, even become a part of her campaign, when we continue our discussion right after this brief break.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
My guest is Ruth Edmonds, running for the Ohio 15th Congressional District in the special election coming up. The primary is August 3rd. The special election is in November. And Ruth, former Columbus NAACP president and conservative Republican for Congress, usually just they don't go together. They should.
Yes.
But they don't.
They should, because we're humans. And so oftentimes we don't act and behave in the way in which we really believe. And that's so that's unfortunate.
All right. How can our listeners get involved in your campaign if they decide to? What is your website? How could they help?
Excellent. Real simple. RuthEdmondsForCongress.com.
E-D-M-O-N-D-S. Edmonds.
Exactly. RuthEdmondsForCongress.com. You can get on that website, and there will be opportunities to email us, as well as if you're interested in making a contribution, there's an opportunity there too.
All right. If you are elected, what are some of the very first things you want to do to make yourself known in the United States Congress?
The first thing I want to do when I'm elected Congresswoman from Ohio is to join the Freedom Caucus, because that caucus, a group of congressmen and women who are kingdom-minded, who are strong conservatives, and they are a block within the Republican Party. And that's really important, because while one vote matters, certainly multiple one votes matter a lot.
How many black members are in the Freedom Caucus right now?
There's at least one.
Okay.
Yes, there's at least one, a male. And so I would be the
First female black member of the Freedom Caucus.
Yes, exactly. Wow. You know, and so that's really important, because volume and numbers matter. And that's how we're going to get things done, because we will be seen as a force. You know, that's how we will negotiate. So that's my first thing. And then secondarily, I'm going to be a voice to stand up and stand against critical race theory, which is hijacking our country.
Yeah.
Because I'm able to stand and to speak against, you know, the AOCs and the Nancy Pelosi's, and I can do that with authenticity. So my voice and my presence itself will make a strong difference, and it will bring courage to others to say, okay, I can speak up too, because we need that.
All right. What in your experience makes you most qualified to serve the citizens of Ohio's 15th district?
I'm an American citizen, first of all, and that's really important. And I love this country. That's critically important right now. And because I know the 15th Congressional District, I used to actually work in the 15th Congressional District when former Congresswoman Deborah Price served. Mm-hmm. So I'm aware of the constituents. And I know that they are hardworking, strong families, caring about their country, caring about this state, caring about their families. And I'm not trying to climb a ladder here. I am not I'm not establishment. I've had a wonderful career. I've raised two beautiful young adult women. And now this is my time to serve. So I'm not a career politician, as they say, mm-hmm. But I am a Christian conservative servant. And that's what you will get from me. I'm not looking to climb the ladder.
Has the Ohio Republican Party endorsed a candidate in the primary?
They have not, and I don't know that they will.
Okay. I hope not.
I hope I hope they allow the people to determine who their next congresswoman will be.
Absolutely. Is America a racist country?
No, America has a racist background. There are people in America that don't quite yet get it, mm-hmm. that we really, there's only one race, and that's the human race.
Right.
But inherently, no. And that's why we cannot allow critical race theory to become the indoctrination of our children. We have a wonderful heritage.
We have less than a minute left. How can we pray for you?
Thank you. Perseverance. Perseverance, perseverance, and to win. Pray that I win in August 3rd, and pray that I persevere through to November 2nd.
All right. Ruth Edmonds, conservative for Congress. If you would like to learn more about her or even get involved in her campaign, RuthEdmondsForCongress.com, EDMONDS, RuthEdmondsForCongress.com. I've known Ruth for a long time, and when she says she is a conservative, she is. And Ruth, it is a delight and an honor to have you on the program today. And I know my audience, I know they'll be praying for you.
Amen. Thank you so much. I covet it.
All right, Bobberty Live will continue. Again, it is RuthEdmondsForCongress.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.